Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, Circa Resort Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Fun show on tap today. Plenty of golf, hockey, shenanigans. As we have Jeff Davis on the show in an hour from Circa Sports. He's great on hockey. He is excellent on golf. Indy Jeff's going to be on the program coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes. And it is Wednesdays with the Maestro. Mike Palm is going to be with us in 2 hours as well. So, Paul, as it is now the Wednesday before Super Bowl week, so we do have 10 days or so to wait until we actually get the game. But now some more news starting to trickle out about guys that are going to be available for both sides. And this is good, right? We want the Chiefs and we want the Buccaneers to be fully equipped. And it sucks that a couple of guys went down on the offensive line for the Chiefs last week, but it's a Super Bowl. You got to make good without them. But Antonio Brown's going to be available for the Buccaneers. Watkins is going to be available. And Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
Is going to be available to the Chiefs on top of everything else.
Yeah, and 33-1, first and last at DraftKings, and plus 450 to score a anytime touchdown. So you get in this, how this changes some of the props. Not so much Bell, but Brown comes back. What does that do to the rest of Tampa Bay? Because Tom likes to throw to him. It's his buddy. Hey, come over. Stay in the guest house. Let's go. And how we got him the incentives in the win against Atlanta late in the season,
That's
week
right.
17. So that changes things for Godwin. And, you know, one thing, too, you mentioned the first meeting. You know, Gronk went off in that game, although they haven't thrown to him for 7 weeks, yeah. If you look at his numbers. And I want to see what, if you've seen any, I haven't seen anything yet, but what you guys have seen out there, if you've any Gronk numbers, because he had one catch last week. Most of these games, he's only getting one target, but he had a huge game against Kansas City in the first meetings. But that changes things a little bit. And then you get Watkins back, too. So just what Kansas City needs. Watkins going to be available.
Yeah. And by the way, we
mix it in, too. And I would say he could have 3 or 4 catches.
Yeah, we told you about that last week. Watson's career playoff, like game log and his averages, are tremendous. When he plays in the playoffs, Sammy Watkins plays well.
Yeah.
And I think he is, I'll go back and check the overall numbers, but it's something like he's averaged 90 yards or he's gone over 63 yards, I think, in every game, something along those lines. Top of my head, I can't exactly recall, but it's very impressive. And then, you know, you're exactly right with Antonio Brown. I mean, he looks his way. And with Le'Veon Bell, I'm not so sure about that because Williams has been pretty effective, right?
I'm really at the point, why even bother? Oh, you got to be balanced. You have to. No, you don't. Not if you have Mahomes, Kelce, and Hill. No, you don't. I am good if they just say, we're throwing. Good luck. Stop us. We're throwing 40 times.
Yeah, I would say totally. Like if they would throw the running game out the window for the entire first half, and then if they get like a...
And against this team. Is this the team to do
exactly
it? You can't run against them.
Let's say they get a 2-touchdown lead or 17-point lead, whatever, in the third quarter. Okay, then if you want to go and melt some clock and, you know, maybe see if you can get 3 or 4 yards a crack with Edwards-Alaire or Williams or maybe Le'Veon Bell and utilize him like that, I guess that's the way to do it. But I'm totally okay if they come out and just say, screw you. We have Mahomes. We have Watkins back. We got Hill. We got Kelce. We're just going to go 1,000 miles an hour. You couldn't do a damn thing about it the first time we played.
No, right. Right.
You had no answer for us.
Mahomes, I'll make it rain out here.
Yes,
sure.
He will.
That's right. Absolutely. But, yeah, and then DraftKings did a great job. Points bet with the props, and then the Westgate will have all theirs tomorrow night. Yeah, good luck with the social distancing. How long is that line going to be? 6 feet apart each guy.
We'll recap the huge hockey card from last night coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Number 13, Ohio State, a 7.5-point home favorite against Penn State today at the Value City Arena, where the Nittany Lions have lost 13 of 15. The total, 147.5. Wisconsin, a 3.5-point road favorite at Maryland. Clemson laying 1 at home with 25th-ranked Louisville, 20th-ranked Virginia Tech, plus 1 at Notre Dame. Florida State laying 11.5 at home against Miami. Second-ranked Baylor, a 24-point home favorite against the Kansas State Wildcats. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks laying 6.5 against Toronto in Tampa. Utah playing for their 10th straight win. They're laying 4 at home at Dallas. VSiN has all of the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our Big Game Betting Hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. While you're there, get the free Big Game Betting Guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of your betting decisions. Go to vsin.com/Super Bowl, vsin.com/Super Bowl. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
the show. This is Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard. We're going to be covering everything today. We'll talk some college basketball coming up in about 10, 12 minutes. Go over what happened last night in that sport. A couple of just vicious beats in college hoops. Paulie, last night in the NHL, of course, a monstrous card. 14 games were scheduled. The Lightning game, like we talked about yesterday, got postponed. And then we had all those games going off last night. I like how they actually tiered it, though. It's tough. I mean, you can't to keep up with all these games at the same time is difficult. But the way the NHL did it last night, they had like five games early on in the 7 o'clock window. Then they started like four games an hour or hour and a half after that. And then the rest of the night was the evening schedule, obviously. Difficult for me to get involved in play when you have that big of a schedule, because I want to be able to watch games that I'm betting on with in-play betting. But the pre-game stuff in the first periods or whatever, tracking that stuff in the first 10 minutes was a lot of fun, as always.
It was a great night. We have the name of bets stuff that we sent in, and we'll do it for this weekend. I put the hockey on there. I said, why not five goals in the first period, or will a team score? Well, it'll be two goals in the first 5 minutes. I mean, that cash. That first period of Winnipeg-Edmonton was nuts. That was crazy. And then there were two goals in the first 5 minutes of the Vegas game.
Yep.
And then Vegas was down 3-1 10 minutes into the game. And they escaped with a point. At least they were down two goals and at least got a point out of it, too.
By the way, is that going to turn into a mini controversy?
It already has.
Yep.
Mini. It's already on. Fleury's played well, and every time Leonard gets lit up, they're screaming. But a couple of things we talked about. Bruins, winner.
Yep.
Marchand, great goal, shorthanded. They win first period under 6-0. 6-0 first period under for the Bruins. They get the win against the Penguins. The Flyers responded after getting housed in Boston back-to-back games. They beat the Devils and doubled them up. And then you also had this one lost, though. I was shocked at the Islanders. They blew a 2-1 lead. Not that it's a big lead, but when you have Varlamov, who's been on fire, only allowing one goal on the season, he gave up three to a shorthanded and depleted Washington team with their own. So I know you had the revenge angle for what happened in the playoffs, and it was a Trotz Bowl, and they beat them 5 of 6. But that surprised me that the Islanders had the lead and then could only score two against Washington. But stuff we've been tracking here for the last couple days, and Chris and Ian, how about the San Jose game? I mean, that was crazy. San Jose, 6-1 to the over in the first period. The Islanders are 5-1 to the over in the first period, but all six games have gone under.
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday.
How kooky is that? Yep. Figure that out, right? A couple second periods came to an end. Winnipeg is now 6-1 to the over. Washington 6-1. The Kings 6-1. And the Blues are 6-1. Those are second periods. Third period, Philly 7-0. Montreal 6-0. Edmonton is 7-1. 7-2 now, I believe. 7-1. And Toronto 7-1. Goal in the first 10. Columbus improves to 6-1. And Chicago and St. Louis were losers, as they were heavy with the no. But you know what you saw there, too.
Yep.
So some of these continue to go and keep getting there with San Jose. The Islander thing is just bizarre. And Anaheim and Detroit, too. Anaheim and Detroit are 6-1 to the under in the first period. And boy, Anaheim plays a lot of low-scoring games.
Oh, absolutely they do.
Yep.
That's
yep.
their MO. And how about the angle that we talked about yesterday with the Panthers, their strange start to the season, right? And how many games they played, coming back from kind of a break, and then they scored with, 3 seconds to go in regulation?
Oh, yes.
And I know people who were on the other
Columbus side.
Oh,
that's vicious.
That was a rough one.
Thanks to Joe for pointing it out, too, because I wasn't watching it, but I had it on the screen, tracking it. They give up a goal with 3 seconds. Then they're on a power play in overtime.
Right, exactly.
And then they get beaten in a shootout. So if you had Columbus, condolences there. Toronto looked good. That was a nice win against the Flames. Colorado houses the Sharks. The Red Wings is a big favorite. The Stars beat the Red Wings. Stars were a big favorite in overtime. The Jets game was crazy against the Oilers. Again, Winnipeg wins 6-4. Blackhawks hung in there. That was Subban, but that was a 3-2 final. And a lot of close games to start. The Ranger-Buffalo game was good, too.
Yep. Let me give you a couple of name of bets that I sent over for points bet. They'll examine, see if they like any of them, hopefully put them up before the Super Bowl. But so I'm using the hockey card on that Saturday, February 6th. How about Brady
touchdown passes versus goals by the Bruins that day, his former city. The Boston Good. Bruins
like that one.
And the goals. Now you're gonna you're gonna really like this one, I think. So there are 9 NHL games on Saturday the 6th. And I guess the way that you would bet this would be to take the other side, because who knows, a game or two might get canceled because of COVID. But what do you think of Buccaneers Chiefs first quarter points versus combined first period goals in all 9 NHL games? You could have, who knows, you could have 16, 17 goals scored combined in the first period. And will they get to that many points? We talked about this. You had all the numbers yesterday on Brady's history in the Super Bowl where he's only scored 3 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, excellent. Yes. And we're seeing some books are getting creative already. Pleasantly surprised at what one book put up here with stuff we've been asking for the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
That is a great job. But I think they could, they could mess around with, hat trick, most goals against, someone, and thanks guys, we're reading all these and we'll just compile a big chart as everyone was sending them out throughout the day about creative props and stuff you want to see. But one guy put up, how about Mahomes touchdown passes against Knights goals against the Kings? They play him at home. Afternoon game. That's another good one too.
Sure.
But we want to get creative with that. Will Brady have more rushing yards or interceptions? That's from Tyler in Canada.
That's really good.
Stuff like that comes in.
Yep.
But I think you can, I'd like to see him this weekend and next weekend do stuff with the hockey too, because the first periods have been bonkers.
Oh, for sure. Yep. What do you think of the games tonight now? We do have two, Blackhawks, Predators, and then Senators and Canucks. And then just ride this wave with Vancouver,
yep,
where it's been a machine to the over so far, and it's fast and furious on the rink, up and down.
Well, Jeff Davis, who's coming on later in the show, said Ottawa could be horrendous this year.
That's right.
And then we got tweets and emails in Canada saying, well, what if Matt Murray plays well? But he's not playing well. He's been getting lit up. He's an absolute sieve lately. So now we're seeing Ottawa here on a losing streak. They've lost 5 in a row, and they got beat 7-1. Now, how do they respond?
Yeah, they've allowed, by the way, 21 goals in the last 4 games.
Yes, yes. And Vancouver is 7-1 to the over for the game on the season. 7-1 to the over. And they're putting up 6.5s, and they're still going over. And now, Ottawa, you figure they should get a big effort out of Ottawa here because they should respond after getting embarrassed, and that continues to come in. And that has been great this year with teams after they get humiliated. They don't play well. They have bounced back and either won the next game or you get a good effort. But now I think Jeff Davis might be right that this team is just, especially if Murray's not going to stop anything, you don't give him a chance.
Sure.
And this will be Holtby after Demko played the other night. But they're just playing crazy games. Again, in every Vancouver game, the winning team at least one team, someone has scored 5 goals. So that's, if you want to go under 6.5,
I
wouldn't recommend it.
The under is favored here. It's close.
Well,
it's basically
luck.
A pick'em, but it's -112. The over here at Circa is -108. It's pretty wild. Again, I've watched Vancouver play a handful of times so far this year. And if you like this kind of style, where it's just up and down, and you can get a couple of goals within a span of 2-3 minutes at any given time, they're your team.
Yep. And the Blackhawks have been playing. I see. I don't know. They got off to such a bad start, and then they beat Detroit, but they were also at home. And Detroit's one of the worst teams in the league, maybe the worst. And then right there with Chicago, and then you lose to Nashville. So Nashville's not a good team either. But at least they've been getting better goaltending, and they haven't been giving up goals left and right, too. So that's another back-to-back.
Yep. So a huge card last night, two games tonight. Huge card again on Thursday, and only one game, I believe, on Friday night in the NHL.
Yeah, I see Drake covered again. Gotta love the Drake. Drake is now 14-0 straight up and 12-0 ATS in college basketball.
Okay. So if you had Missouri State last night, and they play again tonight, by the way. So if you had Missouri State last night +3.5, I tweeted out, you might want to take the day off today. And I know Tim Murray on My Guys, he evidently had him because he tweeted back at me. He's like, you want to sit in for me today? I had him. So think about this. If you're Missouri State and you bet them, they had a 17-point first half lead, and it was 41-26 at halftime. And then in the second half, you could just see it coming, where it's like, uh-oh, they can't score, and they have no solution whatsoever for this Drake offense. And they got pummeled in the second half, and they lost by 7. So that's no good. And that team continues they're down and out. They had this huge COVID break. Coming back, you cannot cover games at this kind of a rate Oh, unless you're Drake, I guess.
Yeah. Well, really, we'll dive into college basketball once football's over, and then we're back from vacation, because then we'll get into the madness and all this other business. But I don't know what to make of this season, because you didn't have many non-conference games. Some teams didn't play any non-conference, right? What are they going to do with mid-major programs? Are they going to get any at-large bids? You got like Winthrop, who's 15-0. How are they going to treat a Winthrop? Belmont's like, 15 or 16-1. Drake, like every time they're on television, the announcers say, oh, this could be a Sweet 16 team. How are they going to treat Drake and some of these other teams? I don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
But
it's a great question, Paul.
I don't know what they're going to do. And who's to know? I mean, who's to say how good some of these teams are? All I know is the Big Ten is loaded, and Gonzaga and Baylor are the nuts. But other than that, I don't know what they're going to do as far as how they're going to treat some of these mid-majors and getting bids and what this is going to look like.
I'm, you know, fingers are crossed, wishful thinking. They will actually say it's a screwy year, so we got to take some of these teams. I get it. We don't do this in the past. We've cut down on the number of at-large teams from mid-majors over the years. But in this wild season that we've had, it's okay if you're 22-1 and you didn't play really anybody in the non-conference.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you, because I mean, again, like, yes, the Big Ten is really good. The Big 12 is really good. Is this the weakest the ACC has ever been? It's not a great league.
Yep.
The Pac-12 is far from a great league. So you have some of these Power 5 conferences that are just not great, and they don't have a lot of, you know, depth, and certainly not any greatness at the top. I don't know. Anyway, I'll give you another bad one last night. So I told you before the season started, an angle that I like to play is when you just fade Kentucky out of the gates. It doesn't normally last this deep into the season because his teams are usually better than what this one is. But I did that, and last night was the first time that I actually bet on Kentucky this season, bet on them. And I was catching 7. I also bet them on a money line at plus 250. And I figured, you know, the first time they played Alabama, which was not that long ago, they got absolutely blitzed at Rupp. They were killed in that game by 20 points. And Kentucky's been playing better basketball. They picked up a couple of wins. They probably should have beat Georgia. I will be the first person to admit that they're not that talented. It's amazing to me how he doesn't have kids who can really finish, and he's got one shooter on his team. And he sticks he sticks to playing the same guys over and over and over again. And then, like last night, something was working with a different lineup, and he goes back to something else. And I had Kentucky +7, like I talked about, and money line. They're up 54-52, Paul, final couple of minutes. Final under the last, I think, 4-minute timeout. They were outscored 18-5 down the stretch. With a 2-point lead, they were outscored 18-5. And then just when it's looking like, okay, they're not going to win the game, but I still have the +7. And I know that the overnight number, I think, was +8.5. And some people here on VSiN had that, I think. Way worse, obviously. But for that game to go like that and finish with the, you know, fouling down 7, which is just completely bonkers and absurd. Why would you do that? And then they miss, and Alabama goes the other way, and they win by 11. So hang tough for 37 minutes, up 2 with 3 minutes to go. Alabama 18-5 to finish the game. No good. No bueno. And by the way, their schedule coming up, another reason why I like them is because I thought, well, they have no chance to make the tournament other than winning the SEC conference tournament at this point. And so with this stretch they have coming up, I knew that they were going to give a great effort. And like I said, they were playing better than they were earlier in the season. But after last night, they play Texas on Saturday, they play at Missouri, and they play Tennessee. I mean, it's going to get vile and nasty down in Lexington for this team and for Calipari.
Mm-hmm. And the big difference between college and pro, you're down 7 late. You just, okay, that's it. You walk off the floor. All right?
Yeah.
College, these kids will foul down 11 with 50 seconds. I've seen teams foul down 12 with a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if they're going to collect the jerseys in a conference championship or the madness afterwards. I mean, how about if you had the Knicks last night? The Knicks are catching 11. They're up 13 at the half. They can't get the money. They get run out in the second half. But they scored 13 points in the third quarter or something, 12 points. I mean, ridiculous. And we'll do it later coming up, but if you just look, this NBA season, I mean, in the West, the 4 seed is 10-7. In the East, the 2 seed is 10-6. In the East, there are 10 teams that have between 8 and 10 losses. In the West, there are 10 teams between 7 and 10 losses. You know, Butler's been out since January 9th. The Heat are 4 games under 500. They've lost 3 in a row. The Jazz have won 9 in a row. Atlanta's 9-8. They're in first place. Memphis is 7-6. They're in first place.
It's just, wow.
Look, I mean, look at some of the records here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, Milwaukee, they're having a good year. They're off to a slow start. They're the 2 seed.
We talked about that earlier in the week. Like, you can still find the Pacers at 7-1 to win that division, which is not the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Boston and Milwaukee, both 10-6. Philly's the 1 seed. They're 12-6.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, did you notice that when he sat the other night? It's not pretty when he sits, speaking of Embiid.
Yeah.
And they got blown out, basically. And I believe they're 0-4 when Embiid doesn't play this year. And when he does, they're awesome. And he puts up, he's got, we're going to do some blind resume stats coming up in about 25 minutes in the NBA. I think some of this stuff will surprise some people. But it is just a, you're right, the Bucks are the 2 seed. And they're just like, it seems to me like they're like, the regular season doesn't matter at this point. After what they did the previous 2 seasons. And I just don't think they're a juggernaut this year anyway. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. FTM at VSiN.com is the email. FTM at VSiN.com. Paulie will run down the line moves. More of the bad beats with Win Some, Lose Some. That's on deck.
Yet now's the time. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has a great deal on the Super Bowl, giving you a chance to unlock more than $500 in bonuses when you make your first deposit with the code BIGGAME500. You must deposit at least $100, and it must be your first deposit on the site to be eligible for the offer. Visit the Bet Rivers site of your home state for the promotion details. Offer valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Offer also available at Play Sugar House in New Jersey. Must be 21. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
A couple of bad beats, as we mentioned earlier. Columbus, $1.20. They led with 3 seconds left. They lose it in a shootout. They blow that lead. You mentioned Drake. How about the Knicks? Plus 11, led by 13 at the half. Lost by 14. Scored 12 points in the third quarter. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Bad for the books. Hawks from 2 up to 6. Kings with COVID. Clippers with COVID issues. Uh-huh. Richmond, St. Joe's under 158 down to 152. North Carolina pick up to 3.5. Beat Pittsburgh by 10. Oklahoma, Texas over 141 up to 144, 80 to 79. Nashville, 155 up to 185. They beat the Blackhawks. Win Some, Premier League, every match went over yesterday. There's a 180 for you. 4-0 in the overs. Yep, good job, Nigel, with Leeds. And Oxford!
Hey! Got there again.
Oxford scores in the 92nd minute to win. They are hot and fun to watch. Love the Drake. 12-0 straight up, 14-0 straight up, 12-0 ATS. Bruins 6-0 to the under first period. Islanders 5-1 to the over first period. And 6-0 to the under for the game. Lose Some, Bama over 144 up to 148. Southeast Missouri State from 3 up to 5.5. They got beat. Win Some. Jordan was in town. Jordan sent this in. FTM at VSiN.com. He was on the strip. He was getting ready for the NFC Championship game. He got dealt a Royale with cheese on 100 play on quarters. That's $100,000.
Oh, my good Lord.
He took 30 cash, 70 check, and put. He said, good thing I won because I had $10,000 on the Packers. Look at that. A Delt Royal on 100 play.
Yeah, and he told me when I responded, he goes, I thought I won $40,000. Because I don't think that popped up right away. And then the slot person came over and said, no, that's $100,000. And I don't think he believed him right away.
Oh, my God. Good for him. Incredible. This is great. This is nature is amazing. Great story here. So the deer wanders in to the store, and they give the deer a chocolate chip cookie. So then the deer goes back and says, you know, hey, guys, they're giving out free cookies here. And they all come back, and they just walk in. There's the first one. The deer comes right in. Hey, you want a cookie? And he comes back. He brings the whole gang.
And he's going to be a hero.
That's right. They all come back in. It's like, hey, are you giving out free cookies still? There they are.
What else you got?
It's like four of them.
Huh?
That is unbelievable. I love stuff like that. That is awesome. Excellent work. Excellent work. I'm going in fresh here, too. We got a panda?
Oh, you haven't seen this yet? That's right. Paul's got it going fresh.
Do we got a panda here?
Okay, look at this now. Caught on video, huh? America's Funniest Home Videos. The snowman, he's trying to climb on top of it. He's like, okay, pal, what do you got up here? Am I going to put you in a headlock? What is this? And it starts to rock. He falls off. Okay, now there comes the head. Yeah. But it just, the hilarity ensues. He just keeps going to the top of it and stumbling off.
Look at him. It's like they're always drunk. Pandas.
Always.
Like they're always heavily intoxicated. Look at him. Whee! Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of snow, you got one more. How about Mike North? How about our guy in Chicago, Mike North? Here's a lose some. Mike North, this goes back to my childhood. He tweeted out this picture. A big blizzard and a pile up in Chicago with the snow. North to North on Twitter. Oh, my God. Look at that.
I do not miss that for one second.
Gridlock.
Absolutely.
That is tough. That's win-lose. Eclectic mix as always.
Oh, Paul, I forgot to tell you this. So we live 20 seconds from a park on the west side of town. People freak out here in Las Vegas with the snow. I was kind of joking about it on Twitter and yesterday on the show as well. The park looked like Times Square on New Year's Eve. There were three different news crews out there filming all day yesterday. I think the kids had the day off. I'm not even exaggerating, folks. My wife took a video for like a minute and a half. There must have been 300 cars at the park, wrapped on both sides all the way around like different blocks.
Just to play in the snow?
To go out there and play in the snow.
Yeah. All right.
Because, I mean, they never see it out here, really. I think one of her friends was saying, like, her kid's six. He's seen snow twice in his life.
Sure, it makes
loves
sense.
Loves it.
Yeah. Loves
so,
it. He doesn't. Well, now he does.
Well, now, yeah.
Not if we get it every day, and then suddenly it's not that cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm sick of this stuff. Yeah. You get sick of snow in a hurry when you got to shovel every. Hey, there's Blue. Hey, Blue's got a little food. When you have to shovel every day and then the snow plow comes in, you got to do it all over again. Let me know.
More solid ideas for Super Bowl props. One number is backwards, I think. We'll run them down coming up next. All your Super Bowl betting angles covered, and the best place to start is with our big game betting hub at vsin.com/Super Bowl. We're going to be tracking all the key stats for both teams, big game betting trends, line moves, and player stats, so you can easily research your bets for the game and all of the props. And while you're there, get your free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of all your betting decisions. Now is the time to prep your bets. Get started today with the big game betting guide at vsin.com/Super Bowl.
I read my notes wrong. The Knicks scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. So they still had the lead. They had the lead in the fourth quarter, catching 11. Couldn't get the money. Lost by 14.
Oh.
13 points in the fourth quarter for the Knicks. Yeah, it's early. You know, sometimes I can't read my writing.
Well, and this is from Gary in Columbus. Blue Jackets last night. Only three shots on goal in the first period, led 2-1.
Yes.
You don't see that every single day.
Kooky. Oh, man.
Okay, so we have a...
Thanks to all the emails, and we get a lot of emails from Canada. I know you guys are locked in the house, so I mean, I'm glad you're watching. Tell your friends we love hockey, and thanks for watching and participating.
Yep, we certainly appreciate that. So this is available right now on DraftKings. Opening kickoff to result in a touchback.
Yeah, I know.
The yes is -305. The no is +230.
So this guy says it's the no's on a 17-2 run.
That's right.
I mean, that is always a juicy return.
I was going back and forth with some people last night on this. Sean Harnish is one of them. He lives in New England.
Is it okay? I'm sorry. Isn't it the I'm juiced up? I'm jacked up. I'm bringing it out no matter where. Is that the angle?
That, and I think the guys just kind of kick it short anyway. But How many of those Super Bowls involved Bill Belichick?
Yeah, they don't
a lot
do
of them,
right.
And he doesn't like to kick it out of the end zone. He likes to kick it like at the two or whatever.
Touchback is $3?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the no is plus 230. That number doesn't seem right.
If that email's accurate. I mean, this guy says it's on a 17-2 run. I know the last couple of years, these guys have been bringing it out.
Yeah.
And certainly the Belichick angle. Sure. Wow.
Let me run this one by you. I thought about this one last night. Will a field goal be attempted on a non-fourth down?
Ooh. Sure. I like it.
That would be very similar to will the half or the game end on a field goal, I guess. But
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, not necessarily, by the way. It could be a
before the half or a game winner.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, it could be a 10-point game. Team gets the ball back with 40 seconds.
Oh, that
too. They get to the 30, they kick the field goal, then try the onside.
I like it.
That could happen.
That's unique.
Other props that we've had submitted, FTM at vsin.com. Will a player intentionally fall down in the field of play instead of scoring a TD in the final 2 minutes of the game?
Mm.
I love that. Will there be a penalty for horse collar, tripping, chop block, or roughing the kicker? And you can, by the way, books can put those up because that is in the official box score.
Uh-huh.
It'll say like 15-yard penalty, horse collar tackle, I believe. Or certainly roughing the kicker. Will either quarterback entice the defense to jump offside on a fourth down and 5 or less to go? That's good. So it'd be a first down as a result of offsides by the opposing team. How about a fumble recovery in the end zone? Or a muffed punt recovered by the kicking team?
Mm.
We had that on Sunday.
Mm.
This is from Mike Harrison. Will either quarterback have 3+ INTs and still win the game?
That's good.
That's really good. Like last week again. Or will either team have 3 or 4+ turnovers and still win the game?
Or just put up what happened, period. I mean, would Tom throw 3 picks again?
Yeah.
I tell you, a couple guys really, and they're all good, but I just want to say a couple guys really sent them thorough emails. Jason?
Yep.
Will there be a Philly special? Will Mahomes complete a pass left-handed?
Now that's strong.
Also, will someone dive and fumble or hit the pylon?
I like it.
With the Higgins play. And bonus, how many times does CBS promote Clarice? Absolutely.
Any interest there?
Silence of the Lambs. I don't know.
I
maybe
don't know if I can do it either.
I don't know who the gal is who's playing the lead. I don't know. Maybe. And Owen did a good job, too. Length of the first touchdown drive versus the jersey number of the first player to score. Number of coaches' challenges versus number of booth-initiated reviews. Total made field goals versus total declined penalties. He's in Ontario. And Jason's in Toronto, by the way. And Tyler's in Canada. Will Brady have more rushing yards or interceptions? Yep. I mean, these are all good.
I'm going to take a chance here. This is from Randy in Kincardine. Do I have that right? Ontario? I apologize if I don't. Over under for calls reversed after video review.
Uh-huh.
He put it at 1.5.
Okay.
And then this, I love this one. I've never heard of this one. I've never thought about this one. It is terrific. This is from Eric. All points scored through one end zone.
All points scored through one end zone. Yeah, okay.
And he followed up by saying, I'm thinking it's around 25-1.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it has to be higher than that. That idea has never once popped into my head, and I love it.
All points scored through one, yeah.
One end zone.
Okay.
Very creative.
Points or touchdowns, whatever you want to do. That is.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yep.
I just think that touchback one, and we'll do, you know, deeper dives into the props later on this week and certainly next week when they start to really come out and become official.
You won't believe it. You won't believe the handle on the coin toss, folks. If you're new to the show you won't believe the handle on the coin toss. People go crazy. There's a huge roar. Heads.
Vinny Maiulo,
crazy.
You can hear the roar at the start of the Super Bowl all the way across the casino.
People, the instant gratification, I want to cash now. Let's go. Player to score the first touchdown, always enormous. Coin toss, I mean, everything. People have more action than a Rambo movie, as Paul Allen would say. I mean, it really is bonkos out here.
This is going to be the first year in probably a long time where I'm actually going to have more money on the game than I'm going to have on props. Because once this number comes down to 140 or 150, if it gets down there, the Chiefs will be my biggest bet. And I think that's probably going to be more than I'll have on all props combined.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if our contact is able to get us some information about what the weekend's wearing, what the set list is, the anthem, all that good stuff.
If that comes through again,
if that comes through,
then what I just said 30 seconds ago goes out the window.
Yes, it does.
I don't. Did we get the information last year? I don't think we had it last year. We had it 2 years
ago. There was conflicting reports on the anthem. There was I can't remember who did it, but there was the first audition. Well, how do you say it? Audition? What do you taping? I don't know what you want.
Rehearsal. There you go.
The first run was way over. The second one came under. They were all over the board. That was
right.
The problem.
Yep.
The person doing the anthem, it was all over the place with the times. So that's why you couldn't get a good read on it. You had to punt.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago where I think I had more money on the anthem than I had on any football game the entire regular season. And it was nails. Spot on to the second. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Blind resume with some NBA stats and what you can take away from it. Maybe it means something. Maybe it means nothing. With future odds or player props, that's coming up next.
From the OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Thank you to Alexander for your support, and it's a great site. We love it. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. Huge, huge. OddsTrader.com. Good article, ESPN.com. In some spots, LeBron James now the favorite to win the MVP. Lakers off to a hot start, haven't lost on the road, and he was Superman in the win against Cleveland the other night when he had 46 and made 7 threes. At the Westgate, he's 4-1, 36 years old. He's 3-1 at William Hill, but Luka's plus 280. And as Nick Bogdanovich says, they're a big loser if he wins the MVP. As there's so much, it's a Laker town, a lot of Laker fans, and everyone comes from SoCal to bet him anyways. Nick, he's on a heater. People are backing him, thinking the old body will stand up. DraftKings has LeBron and Luka at 5-1 co-favorites. LeBron opened at, he was as high as 14 and 16-1 in some spots. He's not won the award since 2013. He was runner-up last year, runner-up in 18, and runner-up in 2014. He'd become the league's oldest MVP if he wins it, and he would join Kareem, MJ, and Russell as the only players to win at least five MVPs. They're 14-4. But as Jeff Sherman said in the article, miss you, Jeff, said you take LeBron off the Lakers, they're a different team, but they could sustain some stretches. If you take Luka off the Mavs, it'd be horrible. Well, as you said earlier, I mean, they're under 500, though. I mean, the Mavs have got to start winning some games. Now, Porzingis came back, but they lost, I think, to Houston the other night, and the Mavs should be should have a better record.
Take Embiid off the 76ers. Oh, by the way, you can do that because he doesn't play every game. They're 0-4 without him so far this year. So this is why, it's tricky. I'm an idiot if I don't tell you that LeBron James is one of the best players of all time. He's right there with MJ. If you think he's better than him, fine. If you don't, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, but that's not how it's...
But that's how...
It's the wrong. He never plays defense in the regular season. He saves himself.
Right.
But that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I do if you're going to say I'm going to vote for the guy for MVP when Freak was killing it defensively.
Absolutely.
The guy takes plays off on defense.
Yep.
He rests on defense.
And they are absolutely loaded. I said this before the season started. Highest power-rated Lakers team in his... LeBron team that he's ever played on. Better than those Heat teams from like 10 years ago. Like, who's the MVP of the league right now, today, if it stopped? Like, LeBron would probably win. Is that right? I would say absolutely not. And in fact, you could argue that he probably shouldn't even be in the top 4 or the top 5 But people love this guy, and they freak out. And oh, by the way, they cannot wait for him to drop a huge game. And I'll put this up. I think Bobby Marks does a great job on ESPN. Cap stuff, money, whatever. Bobby, it's like they're waiting. They cannot wait to hit send once he goes for 40-plus points. Bobby Marks tweeted this out the other night after the game against the Cavaliers, when he went for 46 points. All the MVP debate conversations are fun. Embiid versus Jokic, Luka, Giannis, KD. But at the end of the day, the best player in the NBA is still LeBron James.
Well, it does.
Yeah. Funny. Where were the tweets when he had 17 points the game before that? Right?
Yeah.
Non-existent. Yeah. But when he has a great game like that, and again, it sounds like I'm pissing all over. He's amazing. He's unbelievable. But I've never seen anything like it before with national media and how they just cannot wait to like wave the pom-poms for this guy. It's sickening to me. I cannot stand. And that's why betting the award, I don't have a bet on LeBron James, and probably why I'm a little frustrated. I have like two or three other guys, four guys, well, I think, at good numbers, right?
It's also a regular season award.
Yeah.
So every time he goes off in the playoffs, it's like, well, they did it. Look what Freak did. Again, he takes time off. He rests on defense. Go ahead. Sorry. But
the player efficiency rating that Hollinger created? Well, not created, but
Freak had the record.
Right. Freak had the record last year. Guess where LeBron ranks right now? Like, this has been a big deal over the last handful of years. PER.
No, go ahead.
Steph Curry was number one a couple years in a row. Durant was number one. Giannis back-to-back number one, right? That's a big deal. He's 18th. 18th in the league in PER.
Oh.
Gotta give him the award.
Good info. Good numbers.
But that's why... Maybe that's the best idea. Just bet him right now before it goes down to even money or minus 150 or whatever it's going to be.
Any thoughts tonight? Well, we went through the hockey. There's only a couple games. Ottawa's lost five in a row. Wouldn't you know it? Ottawa's only win, we were against them. And everyone in Canada told us, and the Maple Leafs fans said, be careful here. They only win. They beat Toronto to start. Now they've lost five in a row. And then Murray's allowed 15 goals in his last three starts. And Vancouver's played five straight overs, and they're 7-1 of the over. On the season, they just housed them 7-1. So we'll see if Ottawa has any pride here. Well, they might be the worst team in hockey. I don't know.
I'm seeing two already in the first period. And plus money in the Vancouver game.
Okay, and with the association, as I mentioned, Miami's had people out. They're four games under 500. Hero's questionable. Bradley's questionable. Butler's been out since January 9th. The other thing too about they're smelling themselves. Like you have people out, but you go to the finals, and now you get off to the slow start, and they're taking on the Nuggets, who are playing much better ball now. But some of these, this is the problem being out so early. You're just not going to, who's playing? You're not going to get early numbers up in the NBA.
Right.
Like Dallas has five players out. Richardson's one of them, too. That's also been coming back. That's hurting the Mavs. And now they get the Jazz here, and the Jazz are on a back-to-back. And they had to work for it, as we just talked about. They had to come back and beat the Knicks when they were getting killed. But the Jazz have won nine in a row now, and they're 13-4.
Uh-huh. It's a great story. They can have a phenomenal regular season. The Jazz are not good enough to get by the Clippers or the Lakers though, in the postseason. They're not.
Oh yeah, I would agree.
Lakers
and Sixers tonight. Big game.
That's
again,
a great game.
The Lakers are 10-0 on the road, taking on the Sixers. And the Sixers are 12-6. Lakers number one in defensive efficiency. Doing an excellent job.
And no doubt we're going to get Embiid tonight, as he took the last game off when they played the Pistons and they had no chance to win that game. So we'll see him in action against the Lakers. Can I throw some of these numbers up for you? See if you want to take some guesses.
Sure.
And what this might mean for the postseason, player awards, whatever, some blind resume stuff. Player number one here. He is averaging more than 30 points per game. It's the second best average in terms of points of his entire career. He's playing his most minutes since 2013-2014. He was shooting a career high from the field before the previous game that he played, better than 53%. Now he's a little bit below 52%. He's taking the second most threes per game in his career while shooting his best percentage in his career, averaging more assists this year than his career average, second most assists per game, and his third most blocks per game in his career. He is setting the standard for himself with career numbers. Look at that. Second best points. The threes, the percentage is the highest of all time, playing the most minutes in 2013-2014. Would anybody ever guess that's a guy who has not played in 18 months and is coming off the Achilles? And Kevin Durant?
Mm.
That's the season that he's having.
He's been great.
He's been phenomenal. Like, he hasn't even missed any time whatsoever. I can't believe it. He should be in the running for the MVP, and certainly they're going to be a tough out in the East.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
Yep. Let me put this one up for you. Any concern here, maybe moving forward with this team in the playoffs? His free throw percentage, and I saw this the other day on the jump, and I couldn't believe it. The free throw percentage since 2016-2017, 77% to 76 to 72.9. to 63.3 to this year, shooting 50.5% from the free throw line.
Is this freak?
Yeah, he's shooting his lowest percentage from the floor in 3 years and a career high average in turnovers and fouls per game.
What?
That's Giannis.
What is going on? I saw one game he was atrocious. I think he was like 4 of 15 or something. Well, that's his game, though. Attack the rim, dunk, and get to the line. Now he's,
I think he... Did he not have like a 1 of 10 from the free throw line recently?
Was that bad? I thought it was like a 5. You might have been
right.
It could have been the start. I thought he had like a 5 of 14. He's like Shaq numbers.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen.
No.
Oh, no.
And he's been working on his shot. This goes back a full like 2 years. So what are you going to do?
That's alarming.
What are you going to do with Freak on the court in crunch time in game 5 of a playoff series?
Oh, now if that can, my God, now it's all over. Because number one, they dare him to shoot. They clog the lane.
Yeah.
And then if he gets close, they'll just foul him and say, okay, well, you'll brick one of them.
Sure.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
I like him. Damn.
We'll try to run through the next two guys.
But again, it's to me, it's practice and concentration. Magic Johnson was a horrible free throw shooter when he came in the league.
Yeah.
It's got to work, and get better.
This guy's averaging a career high in points at almost 28 points per game. Previous best shooting percentage for an entire year was 48.4. This year, he's shooting 55.4%. Shooting 40% from three the previous 4 years, 37%, 31, 30, and 33. He's shooting 83% from the line, career high. Also a career high in steals per game. Tied his career high for turnovers per game. Only commits 2.3 fouls per game. Down one full foul per game from his previous low. And that is Joel Embiid. So the shooting has been there like crazy. Look at that. I couldn't believe when I went back and looked that his previous shooting percentage high was 48%. This year, 55% for Embiid, which is awesome. And that's why he should be in the MVP mix, certainly. And one more guy.
Hard, though, if he missed so many games.
I know. But a lot of guys are going to miss games.
Well, I know, but he's always,
Yeah. Final guy. Points per game since 2017. 14.5, 13, 20.3. This year, 27.3. And look at the field goal percentage. Around 46% all the way to 53. His threes are up to 43%. He's averaging second most rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals of his career. By the way, he's done this without, like, Batman, if you want to call this guy Robin. He's been out for a long time. That's Jaylen Brown.
He's been great.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep. You've
awesome.
Been all over that. Yep. And there are the Celtics again. What they've had to deal with, the guys in and out, the injuries, COVID, whatever. They're still sitting there, the two seed.
I love watching him play.
Mm-hmm.
He's 24 years old. God, how good is he going to be? Let's follow the money here on VSiN. Jeff Davis, Circus Sports, in about 10 minutes. Up next, what a comment from the CEO of this organization.